It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it is quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue rubs, sauces, and tailgate needs, visit 409tailgateclub.com. And for your bowl party, don't forget to order your 409 Tailgate Club wine. You can get all of it at 409tailgateclub.com. Just ask me. My wife has me going there to order wine and stuff for holiday gifts. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we got questions. Remember, the listener Dean with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some sauces and rubs. Question number one comes from Jared in Talmadge, Ohio. T-A-L-L-M-A-D-G-E. Pronouncing that right, you think?
Close Talmadge? Enough, yeah.
Is a potential Justin Fields to Penn State transfer anything more than a pipe dream?
By the way, that was our question, too.
Oh. I think it's probably pretty unlikely. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any inside information to really give. I think the fact that he committed here initially is a feather in their cap. I just think that there will be a lot involved in Justin Fields' transfer recruitment. And I don't think he's going to end up at Penn State.
Actually, our question was, if you're James Franklin, do you actively pursue him? Or do you stay away because he spurned you once?
And you got four quarterbacks in your room.
And you have a good quarterback room, sorry.
Yeah. I think you absolutely let it be known to him that if he wants to come, he can come.
Yeah.
But you don't spend time on it.
Yeah.
You just tell him, hey, we'd love to have you, but it's up to you. It actually would work out well for him. Theoretically, if he came, if he had to sit out a year and then play behind, you know,
compete with Clifford.
Compete with Clifford and the other kids that are coming in this year, that would work out for him. You know, the irony is, if you transfer and sit out a year, how does that benefit you to transfer? Well, why not just stay? My guess is Fromm will be there one more year. And then Fromm will go pro. So why not just stay and start at Georgia?
He must feel like he can play right away.
Well, plus there's a
what's the hardship? That
I don't know.
There,
I think
able
there's
to
some
play
discussion
right away.
That maybe there's a loophole that he could play.
There's a loophole that he could get an NCAA waiver and play in 2019. I read that somewhere.
There was an incident where someone called him the N-word.
Oh, okay. So there's an incident evidently at Georgia that might be the hardship,
right?
That enables him. We'll see that. That sounds questionable to me, but I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense for him to transfer if he has to sit out a year.
Yeah, if he has to wait till 2020, it's the risk he's taken because he's signed up in the portal.
So yeah, he's in the portal, man.
He's in the portal.
That's all you need to know.
He's in the portal, as you said last week.
Is no longer good. I think that they'd let him keep it if he wanted to come back.
All right, Keith in Greensburg, ask, I have a question about the quality of junior college football. Penn State has brought in two JUCO players this year. They played a lot of football over the past 2 years. Ross, in your opinion, would they be further ahead or behind in football skills if they had been just practicing at Penn State instead of playing at a junior college?
That's an interesting question because I thought he was going to compare JUCO to high school, and I was going to say that's a terrible question. I'm surprised it made it through.
Well done, Keith.
Obviously, junior college is tougher, but I'm going to say, man, I don't know. I'd like to ask coaches about that. I think coaches would tell you they'd be better off practicing at Penn State because it's their system. And Penn State's going to have a much better system for nutrition, all of the off-the-field stuff, you know,
development,
weight training, nutrition, development, sleeping, all that stuff. You get used to the coach's techniques. You know, you know the system. So the coaches would absolutely tell you practicing for them. And I'd probably agree with that. But I think there's a lot of value to be said for actual game experience, too.
What do you think's on the Lackawanna County food table? Like, what do you think? What do you
pierogies?
Think is there? Is it like Genesee?
Where?
Or where
Lackawanna?
Yeah, what do you think's on the menu there?
Pierogies.
Not much.
pizza. All right.
Bush Light.
Let's keep going. Doug in Ellicott City, Maryland. He says, Santa Ross, can you see Brandon Smith taking snaps from Cram Brown next year like Micah did from Koa Farmer this year? And how good do you think the linebacking group of Parsons, Smith, and Lakeda might be in 2020, if that's what it is?
Okay. First question is, I don't think so with Brandon Smith and Cam Brown. I think they really like Cam Brown. And that would be, you know, on some level, it's like an indictment, right? Like,
I agree.
On the one hand, it's a really good sign that you're recruiting that well. On the other hand, it's like you've had these guys playing for you for 3 and 4 years, and they're not better than these kids that just came from high school. You know, and Cam Brown's very talented. It's not like Brandon Smith's that much more talented than Cam Brown is. I think he's going to be a better player, but physical gifts, I don't think they're that different.
Brandon Smith's gonna go inside. I think he's gonna be tried with Jan.
Yep, I think that I can see.
Yeah,
that I can see him. Well, he's so big.
Yeah, but
what did he weigh? You were down
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
right?
he's so tall, man. He is a tall yes. dude. And he's just getting started physically. He's every bit of 6'5". I'd say he looks like he's 220, but they say he's closer to 230. But he is. I mean, the kid's got size 15 feet, and it's unbelievable. Wow. I'm telling you, this kid is going to be, if he fills out, I don't even know where he's going to end up. But he's looks
gonna be like Leighton Van Der Esch.
Oh no! If he's going to play inside, like he looks like if he fills out, he's going to be a physical comp to Urlacher. Like I'm telling you, he's like a monster.
Wow!
He's just a big, big kid who has yet to really fill out.
So to answer the question about 2020. I think pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Lucada Parsons and Brandon Smith could be a really good linebacker trio.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Go there for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and catering needs. And for your bowl party, don't forget about 409 Tailgate Club wine. We're coming to you from the Labatt Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right. David in Shippensburg asks, linebacker and tight end positions were considered problems in the beginning of this season, but now they're more solidified. Looking at 2019, what is the one position that has you concerned, Ross?
On the whole team?
Yep.
It's always the same.
I don't know. Not O-line, not running back.
Not quarterback.
Not wide receiver. Not D end, not linebacker, not secondary, D tackle.
D tackle. D tackle.
Bob and our boss, Jim Galante, are dying. And it took me so
process
long to get
process of
there.
Elimination.
That means it's a good question because it made Ross think. David,
not
I
really.
Would put you in the running.
Not really. I just wasn't paying
attention. I think
attention.
You were just messing with
I
us.
Wasn't paying attention when you first asked the question.
All right, I will keep us moving on. Luke in Pittsburgh asks, "Hey Ross, can
tackle,
you
by the way. Pittsburgh's in Pennsylvania, by the way, Andy.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Ross. Please tell us about the end of year meetings between individual players and coaches. Do coaches implicitly or explicitly encourage players to stay or potentially seek opportunities elsewhere? What is the content of these meetings,
end Ross? Of year meetings?
Yeah,
it's just kind of an update on where they think you are as a player, what they see for you moving forward. We had them when I was in college, had them when I was in the NFL. It's helpful. It's nice because they don't usually like, you know, it's nice to have like a sit down. Here's what we think of you. Here's right. where things stand. And I think that they make it very clear to people that they, whether or not they think they have a future, very clear. And especially people that they think don't, I think that they try to make it pretty clear that they don't have a future. Mm-hmm. Because they want to try to get that yeah. scholarship back.
And it's especially kids that are poised to graduate, I think. They're even more honest probably when they think that maybe it's time to get on with your life.
And usually, like, the kids that have transferred, Isaiah Humphreys, Braylon,
Faison Wall,
usually those kids were not going to play. And they kind of realized it. It's pretty rare that a kid's like on track to start and things are looking up and they're like, oh, I'm just going to go transfer. You know, usually you transfer. And I know Braylon Faison Walden had family issues or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But usually it's They're pretty explicit about it.
All right, let's go to Ryan in East Berlin. That's in Pennsylvania, Ross. This is probably going to...
Where is that? Where is that?
That is down in Adams County.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
Yep. Headed down 15, down towards Gettysburg, that way. All right. He asks, Ross, and I think you'll join in on this one, Bob. I want you to be the mad football scientist. Your mission is to create the perfect Frankenstein quarterback made solely of Penn State parts. Your task is to take any Penn State quarterback you can think of in history, put them together. What would you use? Like whose arm, whose legs, whose grit, whose mind, et cetera, et cetera. Give me yours.
Okay. Kerry Collins' body.
Especially his arm.
Kerry Collins' arm.
Right.
Those two for sure. I would take Trace McSorley's grit and moxie. I would take John Schaefer's brain.
Maybe. That's a really good pull right there, young man. That's
John,
a good one.
John Schaefer's brain. I would take...
Something to Michael Robinson,
Robinson's
right?
Legs.
Yeah.
Robinson's legs and maybe
durability.
Strength. Durability. What else do I need?
That's
well,
it.
Well, we're leaving Black Legend Fusina out for what the record.
Those guys are before my time. Those guys are before my time. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Would you agree, Bob?
I think that's pretty close. I think Blackledge was a pretty good quarterback, but he just wasn't quite the physical specimen thrower that Kerry Collins was. Otherwise, it would be Blackledge.
All right, one more. This is from HB in Irwin, Pennsylvania. Are you surprised the staff burned Lucada's red shirt for basically special teams? He only had 61 defensive snaps in 6 games played. He pretty much played special teams. Only Ellis Brooks played 193 snaps. Are you surprised?
Good question.
Yes, I am surprised. That's a mistake. That was a mistake, and I think if they looked back on it, I think that they would admit that. I think they would admit.
And I'm surprised when he got to like the four. Joss, I'm surprised when he got to the 4 game mark, they didn't say, "Hey, they had 4 games to realize that he really wasn't going to be a factor." I know he played special teams. I think they should have saw that.
I'm surprised that was a tactical mistake by Penn State, especially with Ellis Brooks being pretty good. I'm surprised they did that. I didn't even realize that till that listener. Where's that question from?
Irwin, Pennsylvania. That's out in Western PA.
That's a good question.
There was so much unknown about the linebacker position, though, at the start of the season.
But when you get to 4,
I know
you don't play him anymore.
I think they had to have known by 4.
I'm not sure that it was clear after 4, but I agree with you guys. All right, that's it for quarter number 3 from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick with us. We're going to finish strong with quarter number 4. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff. From KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.